Down pass on the far sideline. He gets into Terry, and we are back underway. Terry into the front court. Ball goes over to Smith on the right side. Up top to Franklin. Over on the left side now to Mathis. He'll give it up top now to Smith. Over to Franklin on the right wing. Now Franklin going into the lane. Kicks it out to Smith. Finds Sikowski in the paint. He's going up for the hook shot. Good. Ryan Sikowski now in double figures with 11 points. 51-43, Russellville leading it as we are 30 seconds into this final quarter. Here's Peters with the ball, throwing it to Jones. Down in the left corner, it goes to Bashirs. He takes the screen from Jones, dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Jones in the corner. Jones going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. 13 points for Matt Jones, and it cuts Russellville's lead back to 6 with 7:13 left of the game. 51-45 is the score. Here's Franklin with the ball on the left wing. Gives it down in the corner to Sikowski. Now he's going down into the paint. Now kicks out to Smith in the right corner. Back to Franklin on the wing. Franklin going towards the paint. Now kicks out to Smith. Passes Sikowski a little wide, but Russellville does keep possession. Here's Mathis with it. Throws over to Terry. Now goes down to Smith. Now Franklin has it. Back to Smith. Up top now it goes to Terry. Terry will throw it to Franklin. Franklin going into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. And ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Bashirs. Good defense by Mount Tom to knock that ball away. Goes out of bounds, and Russellville will keep possession with 6:34 left to play in the game. Spencer Terry is going to head to the bench, being replaced by Cade Schaefer. 51-45, Cyclones leading it. Schaefer takes an inbound pass from Franklin. Throws over to Smith. Now up top to Mathis. Mathis going to give it back to Smith. Now finds Sikowski in the lane, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Ryan Sikowski picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Russellville here in the second half, and that is the seventh turnover. Both teams have 7 turnovers in this contest. Here is Wyatt Gilbert with the ball as Mount Tom trails 51-45. Now gives it to Jones. Over to Peters. Now Gilbert going into the lane for the reverse layup. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 6 points, and that cuts Russellville's lead down to 4 with 6:05 left in this contest. 51-47 is the score. Here is Schaefer throwing it to Smith on the left side. Down near the corner goes to Mathis. Mathis going into the lane. Now gives it up to Schaefer on the right wing. Drills to the corner. Kicks out to Smith. Now finds Franklin near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Takes the screen, now goes down into the lane, and this time a blocking foul is going to be called on Luke Cruz. I believe they're going to call that on the floor. That is Cruz's third personal foul. That is the last foul Mount Tom had to give. Next one will put the Cyclones in the bonus. Franklin's going to take a seat, and as he is going to be replaced by Trey Allen. 5:43 left to play. Schaefer inbounds it to Smith, and now another foul is going to be called. And that's one. This is called on Cruz again. That is his fourth personal foul, team foul number 7. I guess that was a weight from the ball. So Ryan Sikowski will go to the line for the 1-1. He is so far 1-of-1 from the free throw line with 11 points. 5:41 left to play. First shot for Sikowski is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Sikowski. This one rolls around and goes in. And now coming in for Mountain Home. Is Brandon Morris, a 6'3 sophomore, as he replaces Luke Cruz. Here is Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Now up top to Morris. Over to Peters on the left. Peters takes a screen from Morris. That gives up top to Gilbert. Over to Bashirs on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound is tipped out. Controlled by Peters, and Mount Tom will reset. Peters has the ball on the right side. Now he's going down into the lane. Kicks out to Bashirs on the left wing. Back to Peters in the paint. And well, he just lost the handle of the ball. Stolen by Russellville. And now Mount Tom's going to steal it right back. Here's Gilbert back the other way, going to Peters on the low block, going in for the layup on the low block. Good. And Mount Tom's quickly going to take a timeout as Colton Peters now has 4 points. We'll break with 4:59 left to play in the game. It is Russellville leading Mount Tom 53-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Mount Home taking that timeout after that layup by Colton Peters. Both teams exchanged turnovers before that layup. Peters now with 4 points, and that cuts Russell's lead 2-4 with less than 5 minutes left. 53-49 is the score. Here is Schaefer into the front for the Cyclones. Gives it to Allen. Now Mathis has it on the left side. Down in the corner it goes to Sikowski. Now he'll give it to Schaefer. Schaefer drills into the corner, throws up top to Allen. Over on the right side, it goes to Mathis. Now Schaefer has it. Schaefer finds Allen in the left corner. He dribbles into the lane, and now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home before the shot. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Bombers. So with 4:35 left to play in the game, a 1-1 coming up for Trey Allen. Talon Benton's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Wyatt Gilbert. So Trey Allen, so far 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 12 points. First shot here is no good. He misses the front end. Oh, my goodness. But he gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, and he's going to be fouled again. This time he's going to go to the line for 2 free throws. There was no one for Russellville to gather around the lane. Mount Home just misplayed that rebound, and Trey Allen was in position to get it. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So Trey Allen back to the free throw line. He gets the first one here. He's now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Second shot is good. 55-49, Russellville leading it with 4.5 minutes left of the game. Here is Benton with the ball on the left wing. Takes a screen from Morris, drills up to the top, gives it there to Jones. Over to Bashir's on the right side. Drills down a little closer to the corner, now throws it up top to Morris. Over to Peters on the left wing. Peters takes a screen. Dribbles into the lane, now kicks out to Benton on the right side. Now Peters has it in the corner. Peters dribbles to the paint, kicks it to Bashir's to the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, and goes in. 7 points on the night for Hunter Bashir's, and 55-51. Russellville leading it with less than 4 minutes left. Here is Schaefer into the front court, throwing it to Allen. Now to Sikowski on the left corner. Down goes to the wing to Mathis. Now gives it back to Sikowski, who goes into the lane, pulls up the hook shot. Good. Ryan Sikowski now with 15 points. Here is Bashir's with the ball on the left side. And now Russellville's going to be called for the foul well before the shot. 3:27 left play in the game. Wyatt Gilbert, Baylor Cresilius, and Luke Cruz all checking in, replacing Brandon Morris, Matt Jones, and Colton Peters. That foul was called on Trey Allen. It's his second personal foul. And now Russellville is going to take a timeout. So we will break with 3:27 left to play in the game. It is Russellville on top, 57-51. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 4th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home unbounded coming out of the Russellville timeout. Cyclones lead at 57-51 with 3:27 left of the game. Cruz takes an inbound pass up at the top, gives it to Gilbert on the left side, finds Benton there on the wing. Now he drills closer to the top, finds Cruz. Now Bashirs has it on the right side. Thought about three. Now he's going down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Hunter Bashirs now with 9 points. And that cuts Russell's lead back to four with lower 3 minutes left to play. 57-53 is the score. Here's Smith with the ball on the right side for the Cyclones. Finds Zukowski on the low block. He goes up. Oh, right over Luke Cruz off the glass and in. 17 points for Ryan Sitkowski. 59-53, Russellville leading it, 2:48 left. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left side. Finds Benton now on the right. Now he gives it to Bashirs. Tries to give it to Cruz. He couldn't handle the pass. And Russellville comes up with the steal. Ninth turnover against the Bombers. 2.5 minutes left to play. Here is Schaefer back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Good. Well, he just blew by his defender there. He now has 4 points, and it's an 8-point Russellville lead, 61-53. Here is Bashirs throwing it to Benton on the left side. Benton going into the lane, now kicks out to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three-pointer. In and out, no good, and rebound controlled by Smith, and back come the Cyclones. 2:07 left to play, 61-53, and now make it 63-53 as the ball goes down to Sitkowski for the layup, and Mount Tom's quickly going to take a timeout. We will break with 1:59 left to play in the game. It is Russellville on top, 63-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. They would like to thank you for your business and support for over 50 years. See them for both foreign and domestic parts for automobiles, custom-built hydraulic hoses, and welding supplies, too. Merry Christmas to all from Harold Tucker Auto Parts, located at 810 South Street, Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Well, after that layup, Ryan Sitkowski now with 19 points, 10 of those in the fourth quarter alone. And it's a 10-point lead for Russellville, 63-53 is the score with 1:59 left to play in this game. Gilbert inbounds it to Bashirs, gives it back to Gilbert. Now zone press for Russellville, gives it back to Bashirs. Now once again to Gilbert. Now once again to Bashirs, and he gets it into the front court to Cruz. Dangerous pass, but he's able to corral it. Now Gilbert has it. Up at the top. He'll take the screen, gives it to Bashirs on the left side. Now Bashirs rolls up to the top, finds Gilbert on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert now with 9 points. 63-56, Russellville leading it with 1:25 left. Here is Schaefer into the front court. So how long does Mountain Home wait before they have to start fouling? Ball goes over to Mathis, now down to Sitkowski in the left corner. Now he'll throw it up top to Schaefer. 1:10 left. Now Schaefer drills to the left side, finds Allen on the right. Now gives it to Mathis in the corner. Mathis throws it up top to Schaefer. Now Schaefer is going to be double teamed. Now his pass knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. 56 seconds left as Mountain Home comes back the other way. Gilbert going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Wyatt Gilbert will go to the line for the 3-point opportunity with 53.5 seconds left. That foul is on Cade Schaefer. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Russellville here in the second half. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line to convert the 3-point play, and he does. And now Talon Benton's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones. And that cuts now Mountain Home on a 6-0 run as they trail by 4 with 53.5 seconds left. Schaefer will take the inbound pass. He gives it to Allen. And back to Schaefer. And he gets into the front court down, low block to Sitkowski. And now he'll throw it up top to Schaefer. Mounts home wanting, crowd wanting a travel call on Sikowski, but they're not going to get it. 35 seconds left. Now Mounts home's going to foul Schaefer, and it'll be a two-shot opportunity because that puts Russellville in the double bonus. Hunter Bashirs picks up his third personal foul. Again, 10th team foul against Mountain Home. So two shots here for Cade Schaefer. He has yet to shoot a free throw tonight. He's got 4 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. Matt Jones checking back in the game for Mountain Home, replacing Talon Benton. 34.8 seconds left. Nope, I take it back. I guess he checked in for Bashirs. So Schaefer was with his second free throw, and he gets both. He now has 6 points. 65-59. Again, 34.8 left on the clock. Gilbert lets the ball roll before he picks it up. Clock doesn't start until he touches it. Now Gilbert gets in the front court to Benton. Up top, Benton drills up top, finds Gilbert on the left side. 27 seconds left. Gilbert drills into the corner, and he's going to be fouled by Bowen Mathis as Mathis' first personal foul, and that's the last foul Russellville had to give. The next one will put Mount Home in the bonus. 25 and a half seconds left. Again, 65-59, Russellville on top. Benton inbounds it to Cruz up at the top, finds Jones. Now gives to Gilbert. He's quickly going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Sikowski, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 17.2 left. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, and again, Russellville already in the double bonus. So Ryan Sikowski at the line for the two-shot opportunity. So far, he is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe with 19 points. First shot for Sikowski is up and in, and that makes a three-possession game. And that's going to make it a little more difficult now. Second shot is no good. It gets 1 of 2. A rebound controlled by Gilbert. 15 seconds left. Now Gilbert dribbles to the right corner. It loses the handle. The ball was actually knocked away from him, and Mount Tom will inbound it with 8.9 seconds left. Three-possession game. That's not enough time, so Mount Tom looks like he's going to drop this contest, and they'll fall to 2-7 on the year. And Benton will inbound it on the baseline. It gets into Gilbert, who quickly puts up the three-pointer. It rolls around, does not go, and Sikowski's going to secure the rebound, and he'll get it out to Allen. That's the way this ball game is going to end as Russellville gets the 7-point victory. Well, we'll break, and we'll come back and check our final numbers in just a moment when we start the Bombers postgame show. Our final score tonight, Russellville defeating Mountain Home 66-59. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!